Particle physicists have tended to favour the particle explanation of wimps, astrophysicists the stellar explanation of machos. For a time, machos had the upper hand, but not nearly enough of them were found, so sentiment swung back toward wimps, but with the problem that no wimp has ever been found. Because they are weakly interacting, they are, assuming they even exist, very hard to detect. Cosmic rays would cause too much interference. So scientists must go deep underground. 1 kilometer underground, cosmic bombardments would be 1/1,000,000th what they would be on the surface. But even when all these are added in, 2/3 of the universe is still missing from the balance sheet, as one commentator has put it. For the moment, we might very well call them dunnos, for dark, unknown, non-reflective, non-detectable objects somewhere. Recent evidence suggests that not only are the galaxies of the universe racing away from us, but that they are doing so at a rate that is accelerating. This is counter to all expectations. It appears that the universe may not only be filled with dark matter, but with dark energy. Scientists sometimes also call it vacuum energy, or more exotically, quintessence. Whatever it is, it seems to be driving an expansion that no one can altogether account for. The theory is that empty space isn't so empty at all, that there are particles of matter and antimatter popping into existence and popping out again, and that these are pushing the universe outward at an accelerating rate. Improbably enough, the one thing that resolves all this is Einstein's cosmological constant, the little piece of math he dropped into the general theory of relativity to stop the universe's presumed expansion, and called the biggest blunder of my life. It now appears that he may have gotten things right after all. The upshot of all this is that we live in a universe whose age we can't quite compute, surrounded by stars whose distances we don't altogether know, filled with matter we can't identify, operating in conformance with physical laws whose properties we don't truly understand. And on that rather unsettling note, let's return to planet Earth, and consider something that we do understand, though by now you perhaps won't be surprised to hear that we don't understand it completely, and what we do understand, we haven't understood for long.